Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Michael, though, of Fantastic Fantasy Baseball, I thought that I'd be sitting here talking to you on a new show saying, wow, I'm glad I hung on to Jesus Aguilar.
The issue that we have is going to become from the play time is going to get. So you hear that coming up and Travis Shaw switch plays in third base. I don't see a clear path every day that for Jesus Aguilar.
Hello, Craig Bish back with you here on Fantasy Sports Today, as we're going to be joined by Steve Gardner from USA Today. Do we have Steve on the line yet? Okay, well, we're going to have to get, let's get Steve on the line here so we can talk to him this hour. Also, we're going to play our little game of You Make the Call. And we'll be able to kind of give you an idea as to what we're going to talk about coming up in the next segment after we talk with Steve. Also, you can dial us up here on the show at 844-843-6879. That is the best way to get us here on the program. And so we will knock that out and take care of that as well. Let me give you a quick synopsis as to some things that we're going to talk about a little bit later in the show as well. I've been looking at players in fantasy that can potentially grab you some extra steals. And so what we'll do is we will certainly dive into those players. And also what we do every day is we have our exit velocity segment where we kind of give you somewhat of a hot take. And I'm not really Mr. Hot Take Radio, but I figure it's probably a good idea to break that out every day at the end of the show. And then coming up at 2 o'clock Eastern, we will have our full-time fantasy show where we will have Dr. Roto and Adam Maronis discussing all of the interesting news and notes in fantasy baseball. So with that, let's kind of dive back into some of the things that are going on in fantasy and reality. First things first. As I mentioned earlier in the show, Jordan Alvarez, who now likes to be called Jordan Alvarez, made his Major League Baseball debut and hit a home run, ended up going deep. And I think that there's going to be some opportunities there for him to be able to succeed. I think there's no question that Alvarez is someone that can hit 10, 15 home runs the rest of the way. But really, the show was stolen yesterday, I thought, by Max Muncy of the Los Angeles Dodgers, who after hitting a home run into McCovey Cove told Madison Bumgarner to go get his ball from the ocean. And then my good friend Kenneth Cashman over at RotoWare put a shirt out there about it. So I thought that was fun. Rougned Odor, who you can't own in fantasy at all, ended up having a straight steal and stole home, which is something that you almost never see. I mean, for some reason, Odor has not been able to put it in perspective in terms of fantasy, but maybe one day he will. Let's bring in Steve Gardner from USA Today, and Steve joins us now, of course, one of the great minds in fantasy and runs the League of Alternative Baseball Reality and is one of my competitors in Tout Wars. Steve, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, Craig. Appreciate it, and good to talk to you on the air again.
Oh, I really appreciate you coming on for sure, and our friend David Katz says hello, wanted me to say hello to you here on the air and off. I don't know which one it was, but we'll do it now. Why not?
Sounds great.
Steve, so how are things? I know it's been probably about a month since we've talked, so how are things going for you in your fantasy season thus far?
Well, the league that we're in, that Tout Wars NL, I think both of us could use a turbo boost or two. We're sitting there in the back half of that league, but otherwise, I'm mostly competitive in the labor leagues I'm in. In my home leagues, still in playoff contention, the head-to-head leagues that those are. And I'm doing really awful in TGFBI. But you're going to have some of those leagues. You know, sometimes things break right for you. Sometimes they don't. And I guess when you play in enough leagues, you can always make it interesting down to the wire.
Yeah, and I think that's the key, Steve, is that it's a long season. You never know how, you know, certainly things are going to go. Let's dive into your transactions for this past week in the leagues that you play in, because it's always a Monday, and we have people of, you know, kind of like yourself on the air, want to get a bead for what you ended up doing. I felt like this was a light week in terms of free agent acquisition budget and in terms of waivers, but everybody's situation is obviously different that they come into. So what did you end up doing this week?
Well, one of the guys I got was in mixed labor. I got Cal Quantrill of the San Diego Padres. And, again, I've been relatively aggressive in most of my leagues this year. I tend to be more aggressive in the mixed leagues. So I wasn't able to play in the Yordan Alvarez sandbox in either mixed labor or AL labor because I didn't have the funds to do that. But Cal Quantrill's an interesting guy to me. You know, has a major league pedigree. His dad was a major league pitcher. And although the results haven't been, you know, superb this season, he's still shown some, you know, some good flashes. And the fact that he pitches for the Padres in a decent home park, I think that, you know, last couple times out, he was fine before you know, he went down to the minors. So I think he's one of those interesting arms that kind of get overlooked when you have, you know, all the big news about Kimbrel and Keuchel, who were not available in any of the leagues that I was in this week. You kind of have those guys that sometimes fly under the radar, and he was one of those guys. I think who did he? I think he may have the Giants this week. I'm not sure, but I remember he had a pretty decent pitching matchup, so I'm happy to drop him into my lineup.
Then Steve Gardner was with us from USA Today Sports, and Steve and I play in the National League Tout War. Steve is actually the defending champion in that league as well, so I want to make sure that we give you your proper accolades and proper props. And speaking of which, in that league, I know that for me it's not going particularly well, and Steve, not as well for you as it did last year, but no fault of your own, really. I mean, how are you supposed to predict at the beginning of the year that Odubel Herrera is going to get suspended? I mean, that's not something that you knew going into the season. And then you kind of, in an NL-only league, have to fight your way around it and find your way around it. But you're starting guys like Nick Williams and Parra and LoCastro. And if I told you here on June 10th that they would be in your starting lineup in any league, you probably would say, well, I can't be doing that well in the standings. And that's kind of the way it happens.
I throw my hands up sometimes. But, you know, that's what happens, and you have to work around it. It's tougher, though, to work around the injuries to, like, Scooter Jeanette and A.J. Pollock and Herrera, too, his situation. It's tougher to work around those when they happen to you in an only league. And, you know, the free agent pool is not as deep. And I think, you know, I was also banking on Keston Hiura and Francisco Mejia to be kind of big contributors in that league. They have not really panned out, and Hiura just got sent back down to the minor leagues, which, you know, is a disappointment to all fantasy owners, but not
for
something
sure
we should have not expected. So, you know, that's one of those things. Mike Foltynewicz, another guy in that league, did not have the kind of season he had last year. So it's one of those where you just have to work around those and keep trying, you know, searching the waiver wire to pick up the, like, Tim LoCastro is one of the guys. And we're getting way deep into the woods here in an NL only. But you have to keep searching for those guys, and possibly you hit on somebody. Kyle Freeland was that guy for me last year. And, you know, to get somebody like that off the waiver wire and get two-thirds of a season of superb pitching, those are the kinds of breaks that you have to, you know, you have to have if you're going to win. And those are the guys that you have to keep looking for at this point in the season if things aren't going well for you.
Steve Gardner's with us from USA Today Sports. Steve, in general seasons when we play this game, And we certainly know that after the summer is over, football comes and people start dropping off. But usually this time of the year, Steve, is real hot because we have those Super 2 call-ups and then we have the trade deadline in July. Do you think that this year is going to be a little bit different with the amount of rookies that we saw called up in May as opposed to what we normally see? Because in general, teams have been just so careful about that service time. But as I look at kids in the minor leagues and, of course, alluding to Alvarez is called up this week, I simply don't know that it's worth hanging on to any money or even any waiver position unless you're looking at that trade deadline, maybe in a mix in a mono league in July. Other than that, are there players that you have that you're rostering or even waiting for to come up at this point?
Well, a couple of them I do have my eye on. You know, we mentioned Alvarez of the Astros. Kyle Tucker is also there at AAA Round Rock, and he's crushing the ball and was thought of generally as the better prospect. You know, he came up a little bit last year and was kind of disappointing, but he's crushing it after a slow start this year there in the minors. So I think Tucker could make a difference. The question is, again, where's the playing time going to come? You know, is somebody going to get hurt in that Astros outfield? And where is he going to fit in if he can? I think he could make a difference if he had that opportunity. You look at you know, guys like Luis Urias in San Diego, who was sent back down to the minors after starting the season with the Padres, and he's tearing the ball up at AAA. They could certainly use him, and if the Padres are going to make a move and be a potential playoff contender, I think he's a much better player than Ian Kinsler is, for example. I think he will probably end up playing there over Kinsler if push comes to shove and the Padres are in that playoff position. Same sort of thing with Hura coming back up. I think he'd be a better player for them. But just both of those teams are keeping their options open right now. I think one of the guys that is kind of flying a little bit under the radar is Zach Gallen, sure, a pitcher for the Miami Marlins. You're probably familiar with him.
Yeah.
And what a great season he's having. I think the Marlins could be a team that might have some people, contenders, interested in some of their starting pitchers, trading a couple of them before the deadline or one even. And Zach Gallen has a wide-open spot, I think, to come up and make a difference in the major leagues. So there are a handful of those guys lurking out there. But, yeah, generally we'll see a lot of activity at the trade deadline. And if you're in a mono league, you're going to have the Madison Bumgarner probably available. Who knows what happens with the Washington Nationals. Maybe even the Cleveland Indians decide to sell with Corey Kluber or Trevor Bauer.
Yeah, I mean, you're right, Steve. I mean, there still is opportunity to be had, and Steve Gardner's with us from USA Today for another minute or two, and then Steve's got to get back to his day. And you know, something that another player, by the way, that we could put in that conversation as far as switching leagues or even a trade, and I'm going to talk about him a little bit later in the show, and I want your thoughts, because, Steve, not only do you cover fantasy, but you obviously know the game. You've been covering baseball for a long time. Is 400 home runs for Edwin Encarnacion, who really, when we were playing fantasy, Steve, about 10, 15 years ago, and he came up, he had all these high expectations for him as a third baseman, I think coming up with the Cincinnati Reds. That fell flat, and then all of a sudden, he kind of reinvented himself and cultivated a fantastic career. And, Steve, he has 20 home runs, Edwin Encarnacion, in Seattle on a team that's playing for nothing. My guess is he'll end up with another team in July. He'll be a free agent at the end of this season. But the two-part question here is, one, is he a decent hold in fantasy now? Do you see him hitting 40 home runs on the season? And number two, from a reality point of view, if Encarnacion plays 3 or 4 years, are we talking about him maybe as a Hall of Famer in a few years from now?
Interesting questions. First of all, I think, yes, with the way that home runs are flying out of the ballpark, it's kind of tailor-made for the kind of swing and a game that Encarnacion has. So I think he certainly is a 40 home run threat. And as you mentioned, a trade chip, Seattle's GM Jerry DePoto loves to trade, so I'm sure that he will be fielding offers or making some of his own before that July 31st deadline. As for his Hall of Fame candidacy, I think he ends up sort of, you know, David Ortiz is in the news lately, and hopefully he'll be okay recovering from that shooting last night. But I see them as kind of similar players who, you know, sort of didn't really get started quickly in their careers, but started to have, you know, massive power numbers for several years. Ortiz got over 500 home runs, Encarnacion at 400, so he's got a little bit longer of a way to go. But if he can still play, you know, another 3 or 4 years, I think, you know, defensively he's not going to be has not been anything special. But we have Edgar Martinez. We're going to have David Ortiz, probably a Hall of Famer in a couple more years. He could certainly, Edwin could be right up there with those guys at that same sort of level.
Yeah, it's interesting, Steve. When you hit 400, that's when the conversation starts. And if you consider that if Edwin can be a designated hitter in the American League and fill out his career, he's never been linked to any steroids or anything like that. So, I mean, you compound 4 years of 20 home runs. I mean, Steve, we're hitting 500 at that point, you know?
Right.
And so it's he really never with one team also. There'll be a lot of things against him. He won't be a first ballot guy, but it's a conversation to be had eventually. Either way, Steve, always great catching up with you. Thank you so much for participating in my show. I look forward to having you on as often as we possibly can. You do a great job over at USA Today and running labor, and I look forward to catching up with you again soon. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Craig. Always a pleasure.
Steve Gardner with us from the USA Today, covering baseball, covering fantasy sports here on FNTSY Radio. And, of course, when our shows are over here, we do a really good job of posting all of our interviews on demand, both on Twitter, social media, and, of course, anywhere where you hear podcasts, including Stitcher. So those of you who ask me, yes, we are on Stitcher every single day. Craig Bish here on Fantasy Sports Today. We'll be back with more, including a look at steals in fantasy after this. Don't go away. Thank you, Steve.
Over,
see ya.
Under 24.5 touchdown passes for Matthew Stafford this year.
He has a big arm. He's thrown for 5,000 yards before. He throws for a lot of yards every year, really, except for last year. He was a bust. But now you got this tight end involved. I think that's going to help his touchdown progression. Yep. You got Kenny Galladay, who's turning into an elite wide receiver. I think this offense is better than it used to be. I think that Stafford could easily get himself to 27, 28 touchdowns. He's done it before.
Watch live on the FNTSY YouTube stream.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-292-8137 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-292-8137 for your free author submission kit. Again, that's 800-292-8137.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631. 800-961-3631.
Did we just become best friends?
Yup!
The best friends forever.
It was Vlad's, what, 8th home run of the year? Right?
Yeah, don't look now. The OPS up to 798 after a really, really slow start. And, you know, if you look at his zone percentage, I think I mentioned this either last week or 2 weeks ago. He's basically getting the Barry Bonds treatment, and he's, what, 20 years old? Pitchers don't want to pitch to him. It's crazy.
Watch live on the FNTSY YouTube stream and download the podcast on your popular podcast providers. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. Craig Mish with you here on Fantasy Sports Today. Good to be with you here on Monday. On tomorrow's show, we're going to have our good friend from the Fantasy Black Book, Joe Pizzapia, play a little game of three up, three down. Looking forward to that conversation. We always try to bring in new people to play silly games with me here on the show. I think that kind of works, and we did that in week one. We'll do it in week two, and you can always follow me on Twitter at Craig Mish, and I'll update you on what we're going to talk about every day here on the show. As you know, in the month of June, as I've talked about, we're predominantly going to be discussing fantasy baseball. In July, we'll do the same. And then when we get to August, we will all sit down and have a conference call. You, me, and everyone else listening, like all of you out there, you guys will do the conference call with me, and we'll talk about it. Because as I've said many times, and I'll continue to say, this is your show. That's why we do the segment, You Make the Call. This is your show. Every day, this is your little break from reality. However you're listening to the show, whether it's live or on demand, I am here for you. I am here to cover anything that you want covered. Now, I will say this, and this is the hard part for me here, is because we went through a fun week of shows, and I gave you the opportunity this week to talk about whatever you wanted. And for those of you who right now are voting, and I put this on at FNTSY Radio and also at FNTSY Sportsnet, and opened up the voting for our You Make the Call segment, which is actually coming up here next at around 127, 128 Eastern, for those of you who are listening live. What should at Craig Mish on Twitter discuss today on FNTSY Radio? And here were the three choices. Choice number one, Jordan Alvarez of the Houston Astros. Choice number two, The Secret Life of Pets 2. And choice three, MLB Hot Hitters. Now, let me just say this before we go forward, okay? I have two children, one 12, one 6. And I did go to see Secret Life of Pets 1 with my, I think my daughter at that time did want to see it. She was younger. It must have been like 3 years ago probably. So she was 9. My son was 3. I don't even remember if he knew about it. But the good news is for you guys is I did go see this movie, Secret Life of Pets 2. I saw it on Saturday with my kids, because that's what we do. We go see, you know, movies and summer, and they're off from school and all that. But by no means did I think by putting this on the poll that this is what you guys want to talk about, but everyone seems to be voting for that. Now, look, here's what I'm doing. I'm extending the voting a few more minutes because we still have about 5 minutes to go before the next segment, and the voting is super close. What you guys have determined is that you're not interested in hearing me discuss Major League Baseball's hot hitters. Maybe I didn't pose that in the poll well enough, and if so, that's on me. It looks like it's between Jordan Alvarez, now Jordan Alvarez, or The Secret Life of Pets 2. The votes are very close. 42% want a review of Secret Life of Pets. 39% want you to talk about Jordan Alvarez of the Astros. Only 19% say MLB's hot hitters. So if nothing changes in between now and the next 4 or 5 minutes, what we'll do is we'll come back. I'll give you my review on Secret Life of Pets 2. It's going to be a little sad, but because I did doze off for about 10 minutes during, and I did have my phone during too, which is usually a recipe for disaster in the movies. But I'll give you the best review I possibly can on it. And then we'll talk about some players in steals that you can maybe pick up off the waiver wire in fantasy. And then coming up at the top of the hour, we'll send it over to full-time fantasy with our good friends Adam Ronis and Dr. Roto. I think Adam Ronis is going on vacation, by the way, this week at some point. I think he's headed out of the country. A lot of people this time of year, once June hits, they kind of bail on things. But you know what? Not me, man. Like, I'm right in the middle of the baseball season. I can't go anywhere. I got to make sure that I'm you know, helping you guys win a fantasy baseball championship. I mean, who am I to disappear on you when you need me the most? That's not going to happen in 2019. That's not going to happen in 2020. From now on, you need to win a league, and I'm here to help you win it. You want to get DFS advice? We'll bring on people for that, too. However you guys want to do it here on the show, I am a man of the people, on demand or live, however you're listening. This is Fantasy Sports Today. I'm Craig Mish. We'll be back with our final results from You Make the Call. Also, take a look at some steals. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
The following ad contains shocking material. Listener discretion is advised. Is someone in your family playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette? Over 43,000 people die a year from drug overdose. 120 people a day. 5 people every hour. 1 person every 12 minutes. 88,000 people die every year from alcohol abuse. Over 240 people a day, 10 an hour, 1 person every 6 minutes. Somebody you know may be next. Learn how to help someone you love get away from the drugs, alcohol, and bad influences. With the FMLA, people can take a leave of absence from their job and still keep it. Call now and learn how we can help you.
866-484-9621. 866-484-9621. That's 866-484-9621.
Do you want 2 risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get 2 risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your 2 risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Rain dance!
Make it rain.
His girl there put together a list of do's and don'ts at this bachelor party for him. Starting off the list, we've got no cigarettes, no alcohol, no strippers, dancers, women at all. Oh, yeah, and here's the best part about it, no gambling. Bavono, if you had this list, what kind of bachelor party would you have had?
I don't know what kind of bachelor party I would have had. I know for a fact I would have had a party that said the wedding's off.
Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. It is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with you here until 2 o'clock on the East, and let's kind of get the results here from our You Make the Call segment. Not something that I don't know. We may have to rethink this You Make the Call segment. Now, look, we have a number of votes here coming in, and it's really close, okay? Now, over on the FNTSY radio app, we have 80% of the votes that say Jordan Alvarez. But over on the Fantasy Sports Network app, we're getting a lot more votes there. So we may, I don't know if this is a better indication as to how people think, but there they've basically asked me to talk about Secret Life of Pets. So why don't we start off by saying a couple things here, okay? This now I apologize on this on-demand segment. This is if you're not interested about this movie, I'm only going to spend a few minutes on it, and then I'm going to go about my business and go back to baseball. But look, if you ask to vote for something, you know I'm going to talk about it. But let me be clear on this segment. I fell asleep for about 15 minutes of the movie. I'm just being honest, okay? You put me in a movie theater with one of those really nice seats that you can lean back and throw down a little bit of popcorn, and 40 minutes in, you could expect me to nod off for 10 minutes or 15 minutes. So let's start off with that. I missed some of the movie. I'm going to have to catch up with it. But I gave you the option. Now, if you miss Secret Life of Pets 1, Louis C.K. was the main voice of the main dog. They eliminated him from this movie. Of course, he's had all kinds of issues with allegations of, I believe, sexual harassment and things like that of women. And anyway, he was out. He was not in the movie. So the main character, what happens is somehow the main dog and the other big dog, this dog Duke, they end up somehow on a farm. And I think that's when I fell asleep because I missed about 15, 20 minutes of that. And then the Kevin Hart character who plays this bunny is back in the city. And it's kind of like the movie is sort of two movies in one on this one, where they're not all together at the same time. But at the cusp of the movie, the main issue is they find some very big tiger and they're trying to, or this big cat, I would say, this white cat, and they're trying to find a home for it. And in the end, as you can imagine, they end up finding the home and everybody's happy and the kids are going crazy at the end of the movie. And that's basically it, okay? I can't go any much, I can't go further into it than that. That's the extent of it. And I know that's a very weak movie review. I apologize for that. But that's the long and short of it. And then you give me a phone, my phone, to turn on during the movie too. What do you think I'm going to be looking at? Okay. And it's not bad enough that I'm going to see this movie in the theater. Wait till this thing comes out on iTunes or on DVD or Blu-ray, whatever, DirecTV, on demand. Wait till that comes out, and then I have to watch it 10 times again like I did The Incredibles 2. And now last week we had, can you make the comparison between, which would you pick, Secret Life of Pets 2 or Toy Story 4? A lot of you said Toy Story 4. And that's a movie I'm going to have to go see coming up soon too, I'm sure. Now the good news is it's Father's Day Sunday, so I get to pick my own call as to what I'm going to do. And you guys know what that is going to be. That's going to be a baseball game between the Marlins and Pirates, that is for sure. So thank you for indulging me on that. You made the vote. You asked what I talked about. I did it. Now let's move on from that, please. Okay. Steals leaders in Major League Baseball. Let's see if we can find some answers here as to what's happening. Steals are down yet again. It seems like every year we're saying the same thing. So they become a very elite commodity in terms of trying to pick guys up in fantasy baseball. You can't find anyone on the waiver wire. And the other part of the conversation is always, am I going to be able to catch anyone in steals in a 12 or 15 team league and then have that player traded in a month from now? Because I think that there is at least one player on this list. There's certainly at least a possibility of that happening. And Raul Mondesi Jr., otherwise known as Alberto Mondesi, has 24 steals. And at the beginning of the year, believe it or not, the Vegas total prop at the Westgate in Las Vegas was over under 49 steals for any Major League Baseball player at the end of the season. Now, we're not 81 games in, so that means that Mondesi is clearly on pace to steal 50 bases, but if anything should happen to him and he should miss 10 days with any lower leg injury, you know that that's not going to happen. So I don't know that I picked the under, so I'm not necessarily sure that that was the right call because Mondesi's pace is over that, but the Royals are just basically running and they have nothing else to play for. They have the second worst record in Major League Baseball, so he leads with 24. If you were looking to get elite steals from him in fantasy, then I would think then you got what you paid for there. Jose Ramirez of the Cleveland Indians is having a brutal season. Pretty much not giving you anything in terms of average, some home runs, very few runs driven in. He is giving you the steals. He's got 16 on the year. He's second. Malik Smith of the Seattle Mariners spent some time in the minors. Had he been in the majors the entire year, there's a chance Malik Smith would have 20 and on pace for 40, but he has 16. Tim Anderson and the great year that he's having of the Chicago White Sox, he's in at 15 steals. Christian Yelich also has 14. Jared Dyson of Arizona is going to get traded, I would guess, to someone else, and that's the one you circle there. If you're looking to get some steals and you're thinking that he's the way to get him cheaply, don't do it. I could see him on another team in July. Then he becomes a fourth or even fifth outfielder. Remember, Peralta's been hurt for them as well. So that's kind of the only reason why Dyson's getting some of this extra playing time. And that kind of circles that out. Now, the sneaky steals guy would be Jacoby Jones over the Detroit Tigers. He's got six steals over his last 30 days. He's got six on the season, eight home runs. The Tigers really aren't going to be playing for a lot in the, I would say, in the immediate future or even the far ahead future. The Tigers are just not good. There's a chance that they try to manufacture as many runs as they can, especially if they end up moving somebody like Nick Castellanos. So keep an eye on Jacoby Jones. And remember, six steals in 30 days projects to somewhere between 30 and really 35 over the course of the whole year. You may be able to pick him up in a 12-teamer. I would say that you probably could get him for almost nothing if somebody's not paying attention. Maybe they're looking at his stolen bases as prorated over the course of the whole year, but he really wasn't stealing anything in April. All of a sudden, he's hot and doing it. So it's just another interesting name, certainly, to keep an eye on. Coming up next, we'll take a look at Kyle Schwarber, what he's been doing since he's been leading off. We'll also dive into some interesting notes on the Tampa Bay Rays. A funny fantasy team is the best way I can describe them. You're listening to Fantasy Sports Today. I am Craig Mish. We got full-time fantasy, by the way, coming up at the top of the hour, 2 o'clock Eastern. I'll be right back with more here on FNTSY Radio. Don't go away.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish with you here. Final 20 minutes of our two-hour show. We got full-time fantasy coming up here at the top of the hour. Good to be with you here as we embark on our Fantasy Sports Today journey, week number two. And pretty soon we'll stop calling the days out here. It'll just be something that we're doing every day here on the show. But looking forward to be back with you guys here tomorrow and having a Monday night recap of sorts in baseball and fantasy. After the show is over today, I will be headed down to Miami to see the Marlins and Cardinals tonight. I don't know how many games I'm going to get to this week, so I got to take advantage when I can. The weather is not good here in South Florida over the last couple of days, but the good news is there's a roof, so we'll get the game in and we'll see what happens. Miami and St. Louis tonight at 7:10 Eastern, and I'll run through all of the games for you and the odds, but real quick, I just wanted to touch on very briefly Kyle Schwarber. If you haven't been paying attention to him, or maybe you gave up on him a month ago, since he's been leading off for the Cubs, his last seven games, he has 10 hits and a seven-game hitting streak. So keep an eye on Schwarber all of a sudden as maybe somebody who has finally found his niche. Interesting because he always has a pretty good on-base percentage. People always seem to give him a hard time defensively. He's not an above-average defender, but seems to be good enough to play every day. And based on the way that that division is going, if they're going to stick him there and lead him off every day, then I don't think that you should have any issue keeping him in your lineup, using him both in season long and DFS. I've been impressed with what I've seen from him. And then, of course, hopefully I'll be able to get home tonight to watch the Warriors and Raptors, at least watch the second half of that game. Toronto's -1.5 with the total at 214. This could be over with tonight. We'll see if Kevin Durant ends up playing. Nobody really knows for sure. Okay, let me give you the full slate of games as we always do every day and break them down, look at the Vegas totals and some of the ways that you can get in on these if you choose to over at our good friends at FanDuel. 7:05 Eastern, Philadelphia Phillies take on the Arizona Diamondbacks. It's a two-start week for both pitchers, Jared Eichhoff and Taylor Clark. Eichhoff is -136 on the money line, and the total is 9.5. Phillies and Diamondbacks today, 7:05 Eastern, 6:05 Central. The game that I'll be at, Cardinals and Marlins. It'll be Sandy Alcantara against Michael Wacha. Remember, Wacha was removed from St. Louis's rotation, but they've inserted him back due to injuries and I suppose other issues. And St. Louis is 31-32 on the year. Disappointing start for them for sure. Miami's 23-40. Cardinals are -141 on the money line, and the total is 8.5 in that game. 7:20 Eastern, Pittsburgh will take on Atlanta. The struggling Kevin Gausman against Joe Musgrove, who also hasn't been as sharp as maybe some people thought at the beginning of the season. And the line would indicate this one, as the total is 10, opened up at 9.5, but was trending to 10, now trending a little bit under that, could end up back at 9.5 or 10. The Braves are -140 on the money line. They swept Miami over the weekend. Cubs and Rockies, Marquez gets two starts this week. That should be good for you, although the games are at Coors. As I mentioned earlier in the show, they have seven straight home games this week, so get your Rockies in the lineup. Yu Darvish is on the mound for Chicago. Cubs are 37-27 on the year. Rockies are 33-31. Rocks are -128 at home, and as you would expect, the total is super high. Highest one on the board today, opened at 11, and now at 11.5, 8:40 Eastern, Cubs and Rockies. 7:10 Eastern, Red Sox and Rangers. By the way, I'm hearing the Red Sox are calling a press conference at 3:30 Eastern to talk about an update with David Ortiz. You won't find that anywhere online, but I'm telling you that right now. Red Sox -240 on the money line. Chris Sale against Mike Minor of Texas, who has had virtually no success for them. Actually, he's had some success for them. I take it back. He could be an asset for them at some point, but we'll see. Total is 7.5, and certainly we'll see if Sale can continue some of the success that he's had recently. They're 34-32. Texas has been a surprise. They're 34-30 on the season. Oakland is at Tampa Bay. Charlie Morton has been Cy Young-esque again this year, and no huge surprise that Morton is -220 on the money line with the total at 8.5. The Rays are 40-24. And simply put, they have so many different contributors that they may not be the most fun in terms of fantasy, but in terms of reality, they just constantly find ways to re-kind of invent themselves, whether it's the opener or using several bullpen arms in the 6th through the 9th. Or using G-Man Choi, trading for Tommy Pham, Austin Meadows, Lau and Lowe. They're just a really smart team, and it doesn't really equate to what we play here in fantasy, but they always find a way to win. 16 games over 500 on the season. We got a little Subway Series tonight, I see here, between the Yankees and Mets. Vargas actually was good his last time out. Masahiro Tanaka, I believe, is the scheduled starter. Tanaka was away on the paternity list, so that means he's back, I suppose, tonight. Yankees are -190, and the total is 9.5 in that game. Nationals and White Sox, and it's crazy to think, but yep, he's back again in the big leagues. Odrisimer Despaigne gets the start for the White Sox. He started for the Angels last year, the Marlins previously to that, Padres, if I'm not mistaken, before that. He's pitched for a lot of teams. And speaking of which, Aníbal Sánchez starts for the Nationals. Remember, the Nats went back-to-back-to-back-to-back in their game against San Diego. Now they get the interleague matchup tonight against the White Sox, so designated hitter, extra hitter for Washington as well. Total is 10.5 in that one. And the Nats are -157 on the money line. And then in this short schedule tonight, the final game on the Major League Baseball schedule is the Dodgers and Los Angeles Angels, and a really good pitching matchup possibly with Canning and Hyunjin Ryu of the LA Dodgers, who's been outstanding this year. Could make the case he's been the best pitcher in baseball this year. And the line represents that one certainly, with LA -174, and the Angels will, you know, kind of have their work up against them a little bit, but we'll see what happens. I Canning to me is one of those interesting names. The Angels just haven't really been able to keep their young starters healthy, and now we're seeing what they can be with Andrew Heaney potentially. It would be nice to see Tyler Skaggs put together a great season. But Canning really is one of those guys that has a chance to be something, and the ballpark does play a little bit more toward pitching in general. I probably couldn't endorse a +160 with the Angels, given the way that Ryu is pitching. But either way, it looks like there's a chance that offensively this could be a low-scoring game, and the total is 9 in this one tonight. And that is the Major League Baseball schedule for today. Of course, we'll recap it all when we come back tomorrow here on Fantasy Sports Today and take a quick look at it. Before we get to our exit velocity, I want to give you a brief synopsis of what we talked about a little bit earlier with Steve Gardner. Edwin Encarnacion of the Seattle Mariners, if you haven't been paying attention, has 20 home runs on the season. Right now, he and Nelson Cruz appear to be the hottest hitters in the American League in terms of hitting home runs. And at some point, you have to think that there's a chance that Encarnacion could end up being a Hall of Famer. 500 home runs isn't a guarantee anymore. We've seen that change in baseball due to the steroid era. But he's never been suspected of anything. And he still is playing, and I don't know what kind of level. I would have to look deeper into the metrics, but he is playing first base. So with power and longevity and the ability to still play a position, is there a chance that Encarnacion plays five more years at 20 home runs apiece. He's already got 20 now, and we're not even at the All-Star break. And then you get to that point, and you start looking at Hall of Fame and say, who do you associate Encarnacion with? Is it the Indians? Yeah, probably. It's definitely not Seattle. It's probably not the Reds. And that's always the hard part of it when the voters vote, is they look at players who were there for a long period of time with one team. And I think that's kind of what held Mussina out for a while. He wasn't a Yankee. He was an Oriole. You know, like players that play on multiple teams, for some reason, they get that held against them. Makes no sense. So what if a player played in five, six, seven teams? We're playing in a different era of baseball now. And teams just don't value guys the way that they used to. And if that's the case, and a player goes on to play with six, seven teams, ends up getting 3,000 hits, on-base percentage of 35%, put him in. Before we take a break, what we always do toward the end of the show is find an interesting topic in life, in sports, in general. And what we do is we call it exit velocity.
Exit velocity.
Nice velocity.
All right, our exit velocity segment for the day. Let's break it down here, folks. Now, look, I'm not a huge Justin Bieber fan. I'm aware of his existence, of course. I'm aware of his music and all of the women that he's able to date. But Justin Bieber goes on social media, he goes on Twitter yesterday, and challenges Tom Cruise to fight in the octagon. Like, where does this even come from if you're Justin Bieber? And this is the fun thing about social media and about Twitter and Facebook, although I don't do Facebook or Instagram, is that when I was growing up, and this is not to make myself too old, but when I was growing up, it was like you got a couple drinks in you and then you became a drunk fighter, you know? You had drunk confidence. You thought that you could date every girl in the bar. You thought that you could fight every person in the bar, right? Now it's like Twitter confidence. You feel like you can go on social media and just say something and all of a sudden that's going to happen. I don't care how old Tom Cruise is. I mean, don't you think that Tom Cruise, even being 5'7", whatever he is, could just lay the smack down in the octagon on Justin Bieber? I don't know where they come up with these sort of things and these ideas. But a bad job, I think, by Biebs there. And even still, even if he could beat Tom Cruise in a fight in the octagon, why are you challenging a dude that's like 55 years old, 54 years old? I don't know how old exactly Tom Cruise is. Like go after someone who's 25, 30. 35? 40? Like, would that really be impressive if you were able to do that? Please don't waste our time, Biebs. Stick to your own age group or like go 10 above your age group or something like that. Don't know where that came from, but that's where the Twitter confidence comes in. It is amazing how many people that are on Twitter that think that they can just take you out. I get it every day. People think that they're, you know, you weigh in on a subject and they think that you're smarter than them. It's kind of funny. I try not to block people. My thing is mute, so I don't ever have to hear from you again. And that's our exit velocity segment for the day. What we'll do is we will take a short time out. We'll come back for one final brief segment. We'll summarize the show today. And then coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to send it over to our good friends, Dr. Roto and Adam Ronis, as they have full-time fantasy coming up next. But it's a fun ride every day with you here on the show. I hope you're enjoying it, however you're listening on any podcast format. My name is Craig Mish here on FNTSY Radio. This is Fantasy Sports Today. We will take one final time out, and we'll be back with more right after this. Don't go away.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $33.99 and get a $15 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Plus, you'll earn double O Rewards points during O Rewards Member Appreciation Month only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build and optimize lineups for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, just a few minutes left here on the show. We got full-time fantasy coming up. Top of the hour. And they'll get you caught up on everything going on in baseball. Let me give you the latest in basketball. Game 5 of the NBA Finals tonight. And several media sources probably should credit them properly here. So let me see if I could find it. Okay, this is Monty Poole, NBC South, and he's a Warriors insider. And understand that I do insider work too, so I want to make sure I properly credit. But he is reporting that Kevin Durant is a full go for tonight's game between the Warriors and Toronto Raptors. So that's certainly interesting. We'll see if Golden State could push this to a game 6. And at this stage of the year, as a baseball fan, it really doesn't matter to me if there's a game 7 in the NHL or a game 7 in the NBA. And I watch them too, don't get me wrong. But I am so deep into baseball this time of the year that I like those as sideshows, but they're never my main focus. But for the general public who watch sports, you have no idea how important just extending these series are. It's to get an extra game. Because remember, if for some reason Toronto wins tonight, NBA season over. If for some reason, well, there is no reason. They're playing game 7. Someone's got to win in the next game in hockey. Is it tomorrow or Wednesday? I'm not sure. Whenever the next game is. Whenever that game is over, guess what's left? Major League Baseball, CFL, WNBA. Right? Are those the primary sports that are left? What am I missing? Soccer of some kind? I'm sure. And CFL is not even a prominent sport. Who am I kidding? Okay. What, arena football? That's coming up too, I think, in mid-June, July. And then we're really headed down degenerate lane at that point. I get it. Look, I'm right there with you. Horse racing, right? Belmont's over, right? We basically have 2 full months, June and July, of baseball only. Some of you get super juiced up for NFL training camp. I tend to turn the page once we get to the preseason and their actual games. Training camp doesn't really move the needle as much for me. But then again, I'm supposedly the baseball only guy. Well, thank you everybody for listening to the show today. Really appreciate it. And thanks again to Steve Gardner and Lenny Melnick for coming on the program. I'll talk to you tomorrow at noon Eastern right here on Fantasy Sports Today. Have a great day, everybody. See ya.